This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Who came along for the ride? Hey, you can come inside.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
From the InfoWars.com News Center, I'm Alex Jones, your host. We've got a lot coming up today. Dinesh D'Souza, Leanne McAdoo, Mr. Scheuer, and others in studio. I want to go to your phone calls throughout this hour, intersperse it with a lot of other news that is obviously unfolding. Gene in New Mexico wants to talk about Clinton's earpiece in the election. We'll go to Gene in the next segment. We've got Austin wants to talk about third term for Obama. George wants to talk about Hillary could die in office. What would happen? That's an important question. We've got Al wants to talk about Trump in the election. Scottish John wants to talk about Lord Moncton. The toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. Obviously, I'll recap some of the top stories against the news I haven't covered. A little bit later in the hour, but the big story is Hillary wearing the earpiece. And what do you think of the forum? It was an hour long. Forum was usually 2 or 3 hours long, and then she had an earpiece in, and the whole thing was staged with Matt Lauer, her minion that works for her, asking the questions. He didn't disclose that. Pretty crazy. So let's go ahead and go to Austin in Oklahoma. You're on the air. Thanks for calling.
Oh, thank you for taking my call. I just want to say, first of all, that this is my first year voting, and my family has been listening to you for a long time. So we want to thank you for just what you've been doing on the air for all these years.
Well, thank you, brother. We got 40% of people like you that don't ever vote, and that's who Trump's counting on to go out and get registered and to vote. This is a populist insurrection taking over the Republican Party, and that's why both the political parties are crapping their pants.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, but I had an article that I was looking at this morning, and I saw it said, I guess Wolf Blitzer was interviewing Obama. I don't know if you've seen it before. And he said that he wasn't going to leave office if Donald Trump actually did get elected. So, and then
I have not seen that interview. I have seen him say that I've seen Obama say that Trump is disqualified and Trump can't be president. I've seen Obama say he doesn't want to leave office, but he has to. I've seen him make a lot of draconian statements about basically, if he could act like a dictator, he could get more done. Similar things to what Bush said. But can you give me the headline on that? Because, boy, I'd like to see that. He told Wolf Blitzer that he won't leave office if Obama's elected, if Trump's elected.
Yeah, he said it's actually the Burrard Street Journal. It says President Obama confirms he will refuse to leave office if Trump is elected. And it actually says in the article that he was prepared to use full force, you know, the Secret Service. He's instructed the Secret Service to use full force in defending the White House from the Trump family. And, of course, Trump responded with that's not going to
be possible. Okay. Oh, let me guess. You were reading a transcript?
I just went to this website and started reading the...
I don't know about the website you're mentioning, sir, but if that was said, my phone would be ringing off the hook within seconds. I'd have people beating down my door within 20 minutes. I'd be on air no matter what time it was, at 3 p.m. or 3 a.m. or Christmas morning, okay, or New Year's evening. Sir, that is absolutely not true. When you see transcripts out there claiming that Wolf Blitzer interviewed Obama and he said that he was not going to leave office, that would be sensational. That would be impossible because he wouldn't say it like that. They'd stage a false flag or launch a war or a depression like Roosevelt basically used the war to stay in power for a third term, was starting his fourth term. Here's another thing. There was this Army document circulating the web, supposed Army document, saying martial law had already been declared months ago. Well, they're not going to call it martial law. They're going to call it a civil emergency. So there on its face, you know it's fake. And then the way it's written, we know it's fake, just like the fake Hillary records that were out there. But, yeah, you got to really watch stuff like that. Send me a copy of that email, Austin. I appreciate your call. And I've had them do this to me as well. They will say that I said that we were going to have martial law last year because of Jade Helm. Never said it. I said it was training, to acclimate the police, the military, and the public for troops on the streets. That's a fact that the Pentagon has been directed to do that and is bucking it.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercials. Just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
September is Blood Cancer Awareness Month, and the Leukemia Lymphoma Society reminds us that while thousands of lives are being saved, we still need to make even more progress before we can achieve a world without blood cancers. President and CEO of LLS, Dr. Louis DeGeneiro.
Team in training, Light the Night, the Leukemia Cup Regatta, Man and Woman of the Year, and Student Series. LLS relies on these fundraising campaigns to generate support to find cures for the blood cancers. Becoming involved helps us explore new paths to cures by funding more than 300 cutting-edge research projects, many in the most promising new areas of immunotherapies and personalized medicines. Those cures and treatments are also helping patients with other forms of cancer. During September, we encourage everyone to help LLS raise awareness of blood cancer and support research for cures.
To learn more, get involved, or donate directly, visit lls.org and use the hashtag #RaiseForLLS on social media.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
I am going to go to your phone calls on whatever subject you want to raise. Obviously, the show called Military Commander-in-Chief Forum last night was a debacle. You had Matt Lauer, who works for the Global Clinton Initiative at a high level, is paid by them, not disclosing that he was there basically refereeing with his boss. It wasn't a debate. There were a few good questions, and Hillary has a big fat earpiece in her ear. You've got her vomiting up weird green chunklets that do not look like cough drops with weird brown fluid. She can't give press conferences because she starts hacking. She has staged press conferences with 7 or 8 confidant members of the press. That's not a press conference. She's in the WikiLeaks, wants Parkinson's medication. And we've got Uma Abedin, her confidant, saying, do you have your earpiece? Do I need to bring your earpiece? In the WikiLeaks. So we have massive WikiLeaks news coming out next week. Julian Assange says, what will these rats do? I don't think they're invincible. But the media is going ahead with the image and the idea that they are and that nothing can stop them. So what do you expect them to do? Well, I expect them to continue to target the low information voters out there. I'm going to play these clips later, but Bill Clinton's slogan was a ripoff of Ronald Reagan. And as much as I like Donald Trump, I don't know how he copyrights Make America Great Again, because that's what Ronald Reagan always said word for word, and then that was ripped off by Bill Clinton, and then it's been again adopted by Donald Trump when it's politically incorrect. So it shows how we have Bill Clinton saying Make America Great Again, build a wall, deport felons, blah, blah, blah. Then Trump says it word for word, which was just standard U.S. policy 20 years ago, 15 years ago, and it's like he's a one-eyed, one-horned, flying purple people eater. They're scared of him. He's got General Flynn and other patriots that know the globalists are running al-Qaeda, that know that our leadership is selling us out to orthodox, radical Islam, and that want to actually have decent trade deals that no one will be able to say no to because they're going to be fair. They still want this market. These are one-sided deals with globalists to screw us and the Chinese workers and the Mexican workers and the Indian workers. When they sold globalism 60 years ago that you would actually have highways in the third world and you would develop projects that worked in conjunction. In fact, since I mentioned it before I go to your calls, let's play a few clips of Bill Clinton in 91, 92, 93 saying, "It's time to make America great again." Here he is. Now he says, of course, that Donald Trump and Make America Great, that means none of you that weren't here. He's saying you're not great. He's saying make it white. He's saying, yeah, that's right, that's right. No, globalism is screwing us over. The country's falling apart. We don't like it. We don't like China with a 40% on average currency tariff, where their currency's so low, there's no way we can compete. Then they have no environmental standards. Then they have power 3 to 4 times cheaper than ours because our government put regulations in to shut down our power plants. We are a wet blanket has been thrown on our economy if it was a fire. Trump wants to take the blanket off, put some kindling on, and we can start roasting marshmallows and hot dogs again, ladies and gentlemen. You see, to take the bowling ball, the ball and chain off our ankle, and then we can compete again. This is economic warfare in their own words. Look at everything they do, but they admit it's warfare.
So here's Bill Clinton, back when he wanted to hoodwink people that he was really Ronald Reagan. I'm a Democrat. I like Reagan. Here it is.
I believe that together we can make America great again.
I want to attack these problems and make America great again.
To secure a better future for your children and your grandchildren and to make America great again.
Okay, so should I play Hillary saying build a wall, build a barrier, and deport criminals? Oh, you know what? I don't even need to. She said it. But see, her servile supporters that are few and far between, they don't care. They like the imagination that they're part of this big power structure. Okay, let's go to Gene in New Mexico, the home of Gary Johnson, or what is Aleppo? What is Aleppo for $200? Gene in New Mexico, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. Well, you know, I'm an independent, and every friend of mine is a libertarian, and it's interesting. None of them are going to vote for Gary Johnson. We think that the polls have rigged it to make it seem like he's doing pretty well at, what, 7% or so? I cannot find a libertarian that's voting for him. But anyways, I wanted to tell you, I work in the medical field, and all my coworkers were listening to your transmission right now, and what the big question is for us is, how long has Hillary been using that earpiece? Did she use it during the primaries or before?
That's a really, really, really great question. Look, all I know is she's wearing an earpiece, and she hasn't responded yet. I was searching earlier for Hillary's response to earpiece controversy, and the silence is deafening. I mean, I'm sure as soon as she does respond, one of our reporters will come in here and tell me, or Drudge Report will have it up. But that's a big question. When will she respond to the earpiece situation? That's a big question. What do you think?
Well, I think my coworkers and I, we think that the liberal media is going to spin it and say that this is a hearing aid or that it's cotton balls, which is not. Okay. It's not. We looked at the footage. That's not a hearing aid, and that's not cotton balls. Okay? So that's basically it. So, yeah, we want to know how long has been being doing done.
I hear you, ma'am. God bless you. And they are moving on every front right now. Looking at drudgereport.com, these stories are also up on Infowars.com, but they're easier to find at drudgereport.com on the left-hand side. Battle for the Internet. UN takes over October 1st. FCC Commissioner warns Dems are gunning for conservatives. They said they want the Federal Elections Commission and the Federal Communications Commission to come after alternative independent media, and they name Matt Drudge as the lead elephant. Now Hillary says, get Breitbart, that it has no right to exist. She says, I have a dark heart and need to be dealt with. So we have the Federal Elections Commission. Commissioner warns Dems are gunning for conservative media. So does the head of the FCC. To the FCC head's credit, he's saying, hey, a bunch of my colleagues want to shut down free speech. You better watch out. And now they claim they have the UN and these treaties we've signed where the EU can sue American websites or American individuals. In fact, it's already happening. Cases are being lost in Europe against U.S. companies saying you can't link to someone's website unless they have approval. And Playboy, a so-called American company, has gone to Europe and actually won the suit saying you can't link to our articles. What? That's what gives you the traffic. That's what creates the Internet. That's what creates connectivity. No, they want censored channels where you can only go to certain major megasites. That's always been the plan. The globalists want to turn the Internet into a glorified cable box. Isn't that just cute? So it's getting worse and worse and worse by the minute. They're coming for the Internet. And the communist Chinese have met with Zuckerberg, the head of Facebook, the heads of Google. They've met with everybody. And they've lined up how to censor globally. And the only country saying it's not going to censor that has any real power is Russia. And again, I'm not here trying to just say, oh, look, Russia does the right thing again. Russia does the right thing again, banning GMO crops, saying their national initiative is to promote organics worldwide and to ban glyphosates. I mean, just everything that I would personally do that's common sense is pro-human, Russia is doing it. And it's shameful that the so-called land of the free, home of the brave, has been infested by every form of totalitarian criminal you can imagine globally, and that we've now been turned into an engine of worldwide tyranny. Let's go ahead and go back to the phone calls. Let's go ahead and talk to George in Connecticut. You're on the air, George.
Hi, Alex. I'm wondering if we could use this earpiece and make a major issue of it and say, is Hillary now the first Manchurian candidate? She's spacing out. Maybe they'll put electrodes in her, do the El Cid routine, and even when she's in comatose, they'll just have her mouth move and we'll have a speaker speaking out whatever they want, and Mr. Kane will spew out his liberation communist theology as an addendum.
That's a good point. Glenn Kessler, who is a spokesperson for Hillary, says that there was no earpiece. Well, we expect to see more than just that from known liars. I mean, Hillary Clinton is a known liar. What do you think?
Well, I mean, all we have to do is look at her past history. She changes her view whenever the wind changes. So how can she have any truth in her?
Well, I think it's a really good question, and some of the other callers are raising it. What happens if she dies in office? And then we've got this Kane character, but let's go past that. You just mentioned that. I can make a lot of joke videos here about now we know why she's barking like a dog and acting all crazy and doing weird stuff because, you know, maybe people are playing jokes on her via the earpiece telling her to bark like a dog, shit roll over. But seriously, what type of person has to be told by some shadowy guy with a tranquilizer pen, it's okay, you're okay, keep talking, and then suddenly she looks like she has confidence and everything's okay. I've got to be honest with you. It hit me this morning that it's like she's under mind control. In fact, Hillary acts like someone under MKUltra mind control. I'm serious. I mean, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. I mean, I truly think she's part of a Manchurian candidate program.
George, stay there, because you raised this, and I was going to raise it. I'm going to come back to you. So stay with us, folks. A lot of other callers, and obviously a bunch of big guests today. Stay with us.
I'm Nick Sobolewski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story of how SelectQuote goes to bat for you buying term life insurance. A while back, a man called me who had had prostate cancer. He asked if I could beat a very high quote another life insurance agent had given him. I said, let me see. Well, I took his pertinent information, then shopped the highly rated, price-competitive companies we represent, and found one who pre-approved him for a premium way below what he had been quoted. When it comes to term life insurance, no other company touches SelectQuote's experience and expertise in finding the right policy at the right price for almost anyone. How about you?
For your free quote, call 1-800-654-1632. That's 1-800-654-1632. 1-800-654-1632. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop. You save.
KDArmor.com is your one-stop shop for the highest quality body armor, period. With packages starting at $169.99 and free shipping on every order, why would you go anywhere else? KD offers rifle thread-rated armor up to level 4 and now introducing trauma pads. Go to KDArmor.com and get your body armor today while you still can. Mention this ad and receive a free water filter for a limited time with any body armor package. Go to KDArmor.com. That's CATIArmor.com. Come and take it.
Fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center-cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready-to-eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready-to-eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been giving your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Eastbound and bound.
Eastbound and down.
Loaded up and trucking.
Are we going to do what they say can't
be done? By the way, Nico ran in because I said, hey, keep checking. See if somebody's responded from the Hillary camp about the earpiece. This is big news, one of the top stories in the world. Top of DrudgeReport.com, all over the place. An InfoWars.com story. Paul Joseph Watson wrote it. And, of course, we've got James Woods, along with many other Americans, pointing out that the WikiLeaks have the actual emails where Uma Abedin, her handler, her groom of the stool, you could say. I mean, stays in the same room with her. That was the position of the groom of the stool and the Queen of England, was they stayed in the same room, helped you get dressed, wiped your butt. I mean, I think it's fair to say in the type of illnesses that Hillary has, that does Huma Abedin wipe her butt? I mean, I'm being serious. Does she change her diapers? Well, we know she brings her the earpiece. So we have the smoking gun, thanks to the investigative skills of James Woods and others. And so now we ask the question, what are our spokespersons saying? And Nico came in and he said, listen, Glenn Kessler is the Washington Post writer responding to Hillary Clinton spokesman John Schweizner. I don't even know how to say it. There's, quote, no earpiece. There was no earpiece. But in a way, the Washington Post is already a mouthpiece of Hillary. That's why they were given the quote. So one mouthpiece told another mouthpiece that then vomited on us, that's Glenn Kessler, the statement of Hillary Clinton without even showing us a photo of why the public is so upset. So even when I'm wrong, I'm right, because these people are minions of Herr Hillary. But going back to George, we know that mind control is a real thing. It's been declassified. Thousands of U.S. school children were kidnapped. So were Canadians. So were British and others. A part of MKUltra, MK Naomi alone. That was declassified in the 70s. There's a lot of other more advanced projects going on. And if you expand on that, they were able to electroshock them, put them on drugs, and program them to have new identities. Now, that's primitive mind control. They've got microchips that can have total control. They've got drugs, social conditioning. But a lot of times you'll have multiple personalities, and sometimes when the mind control wears off, especially when you get older, you start going into catatonic fits. You start going into other personalities. You start going into psycho jerk, the Joker personalities. You start going into little kid personalities. And that's why you'll see Hillary acting like a little kid with balloons falling, or acting all dizzy and insane like she's having a seizure, or acting all scared and freaked out when somebody asks her a question and a guy jumps up with a tranquilizer pen and says, it's okay, keep talking, and she snaps back into it. Mind control is basically making someone artificially mentally ill so you can then direct and control them, drug them, and then have them take the blame for something. That's the most common. There's many different forms of it. But normal mental illness and psychological collapse also looks like mind control. So she's either on a bunch of drugs, mentally ill, or under mind control. And I think it's pretty much all three of those. I mean, she's surrounded by all these doctors, by all these people. She's clearly on a bunch of different drugs. She's clearly got health problems. So I think it's a cornucopia of those. But now Fox News is reporting, buzz about a bud. Clinton camp denies claim she wore earpiece at forum. So now the responses are coming in as we speak. So they've been forced to respond yet again. But, George, seriously, what made you think she acts like she's under mind control?
Well, I had a couple of things. I mean, she had that brain surgery. I was thinking they could have put a chip in her head. They've done that with monkeys and various other things to keep them going even when they're ill. And she like some of the things you just mentioned, but also it seems like she's under control, and also her husband has been questioned whether he was under mind control or some sort of MK Ultra situation. There's been various videos on the web, so I was wondering if they put him under, and she's also part of the same programs, why wouldn't they have tried to do something like that for her, especially if she's getting ill? And she may be the first transhumanist person where they may be wiring her up to just be a human robot.
You're right. In fact, she acts like the first bionic woman, but instead of her being like the $6 million man in Steve Austin, she's just basically a reanimated corpse, barely kept alive, stumbling around, repeating what she's told. And I hate to say that, but that's what it looks like. Now, this is satirical right now, but here's a video of her coughing up these little green turds or whatever, and I put some audio behind it because these are actually little Martian babies. Here it is.
Our mother is giving birth to our rabbit planet will serve us well, Lord. Yeah. No, not the Trump. Not him, the enemy. Oh, mommy.
What do you think about Hillary with the email scandal with the DNC, how they stole it from Bernie?
Disturbing.
Is that a man taken over by those creatures? I think we're onto something here.
Empires on the Run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
September is Blood Cancer Awareness Month, and the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society reminds us that while thousands of lives are being saved, we still need to make even more progress before we can achieve a world without blood cancers. President and CEO of LLS, Dr. Louis DeGennaro.
Team and training, Light the Night, the Leukemia Cup Regatta, Man and Woman of the Year, and Student Series. LLS relies on these fundraising campaigns to generate support to find cures for the blood cancers. Becoming involved helps us explore new paths to cures by funding more than 300 cutting-edge research projects, many in the most promising new areas of immunotherapies and personalized medicines. Those cures and treatments are also helping patients with other forms of cancer. During September, we encourage everyone to help LLS raise awareness of blood cancer and support research for cures.
To learn more, get involved, or donate directly, visit lls.org and use the hashtag RaiseForLLS on social media.
Dr. Lotta Warburg won the Nobel Prize for discovering how cells breathe. He also discovered how normal cells turn into tumor cells. He discovered the one prime cause of cancer was cellular oxygen deficiency. Dr. Joanna Budwig built upon the work of Dr. Warburg and discovered how to feed the cells to overcome this oxygen deficiency. She found that it was the sulfur in the cottage cheese that when mixed with fresh pressed flax oil, that the flax oil would become emulsified and more readily absorbed. Flax oil delivered in this manner was able to restore oxygen transfer to all cells of the body. Now there's a new method of pressing seed oils that produces the highest quality, zero oxidation, undamaged seed oils. The results on these seed oils alone are amazing. Now add our Life Force Enhanced One World Whey Protein Powder that is much higher in the sulfur amino acids than cottage cheese is, and you have a winning combination to confer health and energy like never before. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com. That's sacredseedoils.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend
your life with Extendovite. Live.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance. Live from the Infowars.com studios, it's Alex Jones.
So, Donald Trump Jr. retweets Paul Joseph Watson's article, top story on Drudge, now one of the top stories in the country. Fox News, CNN, they're all starting to cover it. The Washington Post, the mouthpiece of the Clintons, had basically Josh Schwerin, the official spokesman for Hillary, vomit some green globulets into his mouth and tell us that there was no earpiece. And the reason I'm obsessing on the bizarre green goblets and brown fluid coming out of Hillary's mouth during her coughing fit Monday, one of many coughing fits this week, is that imagine if Vladimir Putin couldn't talk without coughing, was stumbling around, acting like a 5-year-old, looked like he was having seizures, and was vomiting green globulets out. I mean, when he goes on vacation for a week every time, they say he's dead. Imagine if Donald Trump was vomiting green globulets out. It would be the top story. Remember the head of the Democratic Party who was running against Obama, and he was actually ahead at first, Howard Dean. But the system didn't want him in there early on, and so he got a corduroid, microphone.
Cardioid.
That only works right up against your face. So when the rock band's around you beating on the drums and, you know, the guitars and the amplifiers, you only hear what's right around it. That's how singers are able to be in the middle of a maelstrom of sound, of deafening, eardrum piercing, blood curdling decibels. And you're able to just hear the scream there. Well, if everybody else is screaming around you, but you tune that out and only isolate like the party did to him on TV, him screaming the roar, that destroyed him because the media decided to make it all about how he's a loon. They decided to use that against Howard Dean, and it worked. Vomiting up green globulates and brown fluid in the middle of a hacking attack with her lips all pursed like she was the queen of the slurm from a Futurama episode, spilling out poison to her minions. I mean, this is sensational. So I want to make it into a little GIF, if we can. I think we should start having her vomit out lies as well into the cup with the little slurm creatures. I think this is absolutely essential because this is how you get to the low-information voter that doesn't even know what planet they're on. It's something like this. You know, you ask her, has she been invaded by parasites like in the movie The Creeps? Does she have brain parasites that cats can give you? She could be vomiting up actually an amoeba infection out of her sinus that's draining and that she's vomiting out poisonous amoebas. Now, it doesn't matter that that's not true. This is what the low-information people want. Let's give them what they want. Let's give them the fact that Hillary is actually a space alien filled with giant amoebas and that they're now gestating and that she's now giving birth to them. I'm going to go back to your calls, but I played this satire piece that we shot last night before our live coverage of the forum. And by the way, hundreds of thousands of people tune in on YouTube alone, hundreds of thousands here, hundreds of thousands on TV stations. I would say millions counting radio stations that picked it up last night. We had 2 hours of coverage, you know, the 1 hour of the event, an hour after that. Some people complained and said they talked over 90% of it. That's how we're able to carry it. We started this 4 years ago in the last election. People checked it legally. So now the Young Turks and Glenn Beck and everybody else copy us, which is fine. Because we take State of the Unions, we take debates that are media events, and then we analyze the media and analyze the propaganda, which is our fair use free speech right. We couldn't do this with a football game or a boxing match because that's entertainment. But when it's public forum and something like this, especially if NBC has taken taxpayer money, which they have, I've checked with lawyers, they can't stop us. I mean, they could try to, but the point is that we're analyzing their globalist enemy transmission BS in real time. And I saw a few complaints going, man, all you do is read, the transcript that's live on screen, the closed captioning, and we can't hear what they're saying. If you want that, you tune in to MSNBC. If you're like me, you have a computer on with our feed, and then I have the TV on with MSNBC, and I just tuned up and down, back and forth. See, I want different selections, different. We change things. We trailblaze. We do new things. I'm not saying I have all the answers. Just we do new things. And so that's what we do there. I know in the troll community, it's fun to bitch about everything. But the point is, we came up here and did a live analysis. I think the crew did a great job. We get better each time of breaking down the lies in real time. So we're kind of like the truth casting. They have the closed captioning, and they have the globalist disinfo casting with Hillary. We're there to give the people's live breakdown of collaborator, enemy, globalist media with Matt Lauer of the Clinton Foundation hosting it. I have no respect for these debates because they're not real debates. They're always geared against the populist candidate. And so that's why we're doing this to great effect. But before I go any further and back to your phone calls and a bunch of clips and a ton of news I haven't hit yet, let's play my little satire piece. It's powerful on radio, but more powerful on TV. So if you're a radio listener, go to Infowars.com/show, and you'll be able to actually see what I'm talking about when we show the Exorcist clip and the Kim Jong Il clip and the Creeps clip, because these are all movies where someone is possessed by something on the inside and green slime and cockroaches come out. And so archetypally, Hillary vomiting up what looks like green turds. I mean, they're not lozenges. I don't know what they are. I don't know how she was talking with big lozenges in the back of her throat before. I mean, this woman is a wreck. And the point is, she looks like hell. She has low energy. She's a tyrant. She says she wants to shut down the independent New Free Press. They're openly coming after all of us. And so, if the general public wants to get down in the green slime and the green muck here, I'm telling the Liberty Movement, if we take this little clip of her vomiting these globulates out and cut to her looking at the cameras having a hallucination, and cut to her looking at the balloons like a loon, and cut to her looking like the Joker cackling like a hyena, and just mix all that together, this is the essence of this goblin creature. If I went to have coffee, say, once a week with a friend, and they started acting and looking like Hillary Clinton, I'd say they were demon-possessed, and I wouldn't get around her. So Drudge has a poll going right now. We can put it on screen. Did Hillary have an earpiece, or did she not have an earpiece? And the votes just started on his Twitter feed. So wearing an earpiece or not wearing an earpiece? I say wearing an earpiece. So let's do Alex Jones's vote right now here on TV. But that part doesn't even matter. What we know is this woman is propped up by a facade, and WikiLeaks and all the evidence absolutely shows that in a big, big way. But here is my satire piece.
Ladies and gentlemen, there's been a lot of conspiracy theories about Hillary Clinton's health. Yeah, she was in the hospital for a year having brain surgeries, and she can hardly walk and is always falling down. It looks like she's having seizures. And yeah, WikiLeaks admits that she was trying to get Parkinson's medication. But let's forget all that. The fact is, she's out there giving speeches every day and has to cancel them, having these coughing fits that are associated with different arrhythmias and heart problems. But listen, it doesn't matter to me. She proved just a few days ago in Cleveland that she is incredibly healthy. Well, what goes in must come out, like out of the movie Creeps. It goes in your mouth, it comes out of your mouth.
Inside you.
It get in through your mouth, and you walk around while they incubate.
It was like Linda Blair and the Exorcist spewing green pea vomit on the priest. Or maybe it was more like a film made a little bit later, just a few years ago, Team America, when Kim Jong-il is finally killed. We learned he was just a puppet.
Of a cockroach creature. Uma Abedin, Glenville.
You have not heard the wrath of Kim Jong-il. I will return. You shall see. I will be back. No wrong harboring.
We'll be here waiting for you, Kim Jong-il.
For a more advanced species that actually escaped from the stars. So whatever's happening, though, clearly Hillary has entered that genre of the Creeps, or Team America, or, yes, the Exorcist, because when it comes to overthrowing countries and killing hundreds of thousands of Christians, Linda Blair ain't got jack crap on Hillary Rodham Clinton. I'm Alan Jones for Infowars.com.
Our mother is giving birth to our mother's platypus bird as well. Lord, yeah. No, not a drop. Not in the enemy. Oh, mommy.
Inside Hillary Clinton's bedroom, Uma Abedin. Uma, what you're seeing,
yes, yes.
She's giving birth.
The planet is ours. Oh, yeah.
Well, what do you think about Hillary with the email scandal with the DNC, how they stole it from Bernie?
Disturbing.
That's a Hillary supporter right there. All right, that video is satirical, obviously, just so media matters, everybody knows. We don't believe Hillary's actually vomiting up little green space aliens. But you will say we said that. And then folks will come visit InfoWars and find out we never said that. And then you'll be discredited further. Oh, and just like you said, there's no pickle pop when you open a can of pickles or a jar of pickles. And then, of course, when Wolf Blitzer went on TV to open the canister, it popped. And they went, okay, it did pop. Okay, Hillary's full bowl. Who opened the pickle jar for? The point was you acted like she was Samson. You acted like that, you know, she was the archetypal Greek god of strength and honor, or I guess the demigod, the half-god Hercules and his seven feats, his 12 wonders. Hillary Clinton will now take on the top UFC fighter, heavyweight champion, and win. Hillary doesn't have earpieces. Hillary can open all the pickle jars. Even though she rarely gives press conferences and is rarely seen and has to stumble around while having seizures. Before I go any further, we need to fund this operation, and we sell the highest quality non-GMO heirloom open pollinated seeds. Everybody should have seeds. Everybody going into this global depression, in my view, should be prepared. We have 20% off on Survival Shield Nation Iodine X2. We have massive discounts of 30 to 40% off. Biggest discounts we're ever able to offer on high quality storable foods at InfoWarsStore.com. These are the freshest, highest quality, at the lowest prices you're going to find. And by that, we do a nexus with high quality, low price. You can obviously find even more gourmet, delicious stuff out there that costs three, four, five times. But this is what I've chosen for my family. They've been around 8 years, and they're already one of the top three companies out of hundreds because of their service. It's My Patriot Supply. We carry their entire spectrum of food. It's drop shipped from them. Their entire line is on InfoWarsStore.com. Right next to InfoWars Select, that is the exact same food, same packaging, but I'm able to get lower prices because I did a private labeling deal with them. And how did that happen? I said, I want to be competitive. I want to dominate the market. I need to get a lot of money to fund our operation. I need to get people prepared with high-quality food. And they've been a sponsor for 3 years. I said, I'm walking, because there's a couple other good companies out there, not as good as you, but close. I'm walking if I can't get an even lower price. And this is what I do. And I said, okay, we can get around the contracts with private labeling. Bada-beam, bada-boom. You will find the lowest price on InfoWars Select, even lower than My Patriot, up to 10% on average. They have some specials sometimes, too, with InfoWars Select, their entire spectrum. But when I'm able to do these specials of 30 to 40% off, no one can get even close. This is the best deal in the industry. And with all the insanity and all the inflation and all the craziness, let's hope we never need this food. Let's hope we're wrong or we expose this and people wake up. It never happens. This is insurance. You don't lose. You can eat. Total win. Undoubtedly, food prices have been going up for years. They're going to go up higher. So you freeze the cost now, and into the future can do amazing things. Because a lot of this stuff is, I want to call it gourmet. A lot of it's near gourmet. I mean, some of it really is incredibly delicious. A lot of it's just basic stuff. It's a wide spectrum. They have a lot of specialty deals as well, and they have some more expensive, more gourmet lines. But all of it's available at InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsLife.com is the subsection where you get all the nutraceuticals, all the different supplements. Folks, if you're not taking BioTrue Selenium, that's key electrochemical activity, you're insane. If you're not taking Brain Force, you're crazy. If you're not taking Supermel Vitality, I think you're nuts. If you're not taking Secret 12, these are all game changers. Game changers. DNA Force is totally insane what it does for the price. Other competitors that have similar formulas are $500 to $600. They are raping you with sevenfold markups. We bring you nutraceutical stuff that most people get from a doctor. Because people won't buy this at a vitamin store at the cost. People, doctors sell it. Because people go, oh, it's a doctor. It must be worth it. Just the BioPQQ in this bottle costs us $40. Now, we've got products that are $9.95 that are super high quality. But with DNA Force, you're talking about a product for $134 that's got $70, $80 worth of product in it. Yeah, there's 100% markup there, too. Not a sevenfold. BioPQQ, the real, true, absorbable biotype. from biology, not chemical, not synthetic. There's only one, the Japanese own it, folks. We buy it from Mitsubishi America. This stuff is nutraceutical. That's only one ingredient in this baby. This is the flagship DNA Force. InfoWarsLife.com or call toll-free 888-253-3139. Deep research, patented ingredients, difficult to source. This is one of our products that we can that has hundreds and hundreds of certified studies. This is one of the only products where even the FDA lets you make claims, but we don't do it. Go research BioPQQ for yourself. And while the Japanese for 25 years worship it, okay? Because it is the real deal. Bio, I noticed that I was over at one of my cousin's houses that's really into health and nutraceuticals, and I noticed we had a $55 bottle of BioPQQ, but it wasn't BioPQQ, it was PQQ, and it was a synthetic type that I happen to know cost that company $5 to put in that bottle. And you just don't absorb it. Your cells don't know what it is. Understand that. That's the type of stuff they do. $50-something dollars a bottle for just one ingredient we've got in this DNA Force. I'm going to come back to your call. Sorry.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Today, I became a biophoton woman. I put a tablespoon of the Andreas 5-seed oil in my morning's One World Way drink and was still happy and energized at 3 p.m. Normally, I feel tired and spacey at the end of the day, but today I felt energy and very clear. My friend at the farmer's market asked what I was on. She said my eyes looked bright and I had unusual energy for that time of afternoon. I told her there was a magical oil that enables my body to absorb the sun's energy as if I were a plant. She said, I want some. A second One World Way shake with the oil when I got home took me to bedtime with that wonderful, abundant energy. I couldn't believe how much I got done and how great I felt. The combination of One World Way and 5-seed oil produced a significant health event in my life, the kind that makes you feel you've been given your life back with a bonus, and I'm 64.
5-seed oil and One World Way for your fantastic health. Call 888-988-3325 or visit sacredseedoils.com.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Come, you masters of war.
Build the big guns.
You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs.
Vanessa Susan's coming up in a couple segments from now. I'm going to go right back to your phone calls here in a moment. Scottish John and Rick in Canada and Ray in Illinois and Joe in Illinois and Brandon in California. We're going to bam, bam, bam. Get to everybody quick. Briefly, though, I mentioned this, but just look at this headline out of the Hill. Clinton campaign warns media to tread carefully when talking about her health. And then we see all these reporters getting fired for bringing it up, like Dr. Drew. This is how the mafia operates. This is outrageous. So I love making fun of Hillary Clinton. It's my right as an American. My ancestors fought so I wouldn't live in North Korea. So I wouldn't live in a country overrun by thugs. And whatever's wrong with Hillary Clinton, her expiration date is up. I don't wish any harm against her. I'm just pointing out that I told you, I mean, Donald Trump rushes into a goblin's nest. He's battling goblins. He may get some goblin guts, goblin blood on him, metaphorically. But as long as we don't catch him kissing a goblin, and then the goblins vomit, and then we catch him in bed with a goblin, as long as we don't have problems like that, there's not an issue. And the media then writes articles that I actually believe Hillary's a goblin and that Trump's battling goblins and I'm insane. No, it's called an allegory. It's called satire. And that's why we're the king of the memes on the internet now, because folks have fun with this. We got to have fun with this. Now she's vomiting goblin babies out of her. I mean, you know, at a certain point, there's got to be a South Park episode about what is secretly living inside Hillary Clinton. Let's go ahead and take a call here. Let's go ahead and talk to Joe in Illinois. Joe in Illinois, you're on the air.
Yeah, thank you. Your crew, for all the info that you give us, I think the InfoWars are, of course, have been sent. But anyways, what I was saying is, why wasn't Hillary's stance on bringing thousands of refugees to the United States to the forefront on that Commander-in-Chief forum? Because to me, I think that's the most dangerous threat to our national security that jeopardizes the American safety, the lives, the sovereignty.
No, I agree. What are we bringing unvetted refugees here? Because they'll attack Trump for saying no to that. His people then believe, oh, he's really weak on that. No, Hillary attacks him on whatever he's strong on, hoping he quits doing it because it's so damning. That's why Media Matters takes what we cover and do and acts like it's so discrediting, hoping Republicans look at that and go, oh, look, they told us not to do what Alex Jones is saying, you know, because they care about us. No, they don't want you getting the weapon systems in the information war that are so devastating. Thank you for the call, Joe. Scottish John in Texas, in the ATX. You're on the air, Scottish John.
Hey.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm all right. Worldwide broadcast. It's your battle in the New World Order. How are you doing today?
I'm doing all right, man. Listen, before I get to the point I called in about, let me tell you right quick. I went down to San Antonio 2 weeks ago to sit my citizenship test. And a big security guard, they escorted me out of the building. Do you think it was a mistake for me to wear my Hillary for Prison t-shirt?
Wow, so you went down to do what? I didn't get the whole story.
To take my citizenship test.
Okay, so you went to take your citizenship test, and you weren't allowed in the building with a Hillary for Prison shirt. Wow, they violated your free speech? That would have been a big story if you got it on video.
I was joking about the t-shirt. I would love to have done it, but I don't think it would have been a wise thing to do. Do you?
Oh, I think when we're in a major global crisis and everything's melting down, the wise thing to do is the desperate move. And I don't think it's even desperate to wear a t-shirt. We need to get really aggressive and hardcore. Scottish John, go ahead.
Listen, you had a guest on last week. You introduced him as Margaret Thatcher's top scientific advisor. And you said, look him up. Well, I'd already looked this guy up, Alex. And if I can go back just over 2 years ago, you were kind enough to have me in as a guest talking about the Scottish referendum.
Yeah, we'll talk about it when we come back, Scottish John. We're back in 70 seconds. Stay with us.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.